So, who all are they considering sanctions against?
So far, I can report, based on sourcing close to the matter, that Alisher Usmanov, I mentioned that his yacht was seized by German authorities this week. He is being considered for sanctions. Usmanov has denied any support, undue support for the Kremlin, has denounced the charges and said that they're totally unfair, that he's, I think the quote was, false and defamatory allegations damaging my honor, my dignity, and my business reputation, is what he said of the EU sanctions. The U.S. is considering similar sanctions. This guy is phenomenally wealthy. His net worth is estimated to be about $15 billion, and he owns sort of an iron and steel mining conglomerate. It's worth really stressing here that Russia, even more than the U.S. and even more than Europe, is a highly unequal society where billionaires control, according to some estimates, roughly 30% of the nation's wealth. That's more than twice the amount in countries like Germany and the U.S. And we have some estimates that as much financial wealth is stored by the Russian billionaires abroad as the entire Russian population has in Russia itself. So we're talking about a lot of money here and the potential to go after some very close friends of Vladimir Putin.
But why would that even work? How are these sanctions on other people going to affect Putin?
There's been a lot of speculation and I think legitimate questions about how effective this will be at persuading Putin. There was a great story in the Financial Times the other day that was talking about how in the past, Putin really seemed controlled and responsive to the oligarchs, that they had sort of brought him to power, especially in his initial rise, and that he owed them. But what this Financial Times article was questioning, and that some people I've talked to, sort of Russia experts in the U.S. have said, is that it's not really clear that that's true anymore. It seems like Putin's control over the oligarchs has become almost absolute, and that they are more responsive to him at this point than he is to them. And so the theory here is twofold, right? One is that these sanctions will hurt people who deserve to be hurt because they are supportive of the Putin regime. That seems potentially clear. The second question about whether this will actually persuade Putin to think differently or act differently seems much harder to suss out. The hope is that this is sort of a political economy measure, that if you lose the support of the powerful oligarchs, Putin himself will lose power. But, you know, given the stories we're hearing about martial law and given the odds that this is really being driven by him personally, what we've seen about how he controls his cabinet, it seems very possible that this is not actually going to be an effective strategy.